here.
Thank you.
Tonight at 6 o'clock, we're going to have a meeting, arms and control, rock, rock, and flare. Also invite the, NSC members.
Kiss your skin and drive away.
Come to that end, and come, but invite the wives and wives for a little cocktail. Everybody wives should.
Yes.
Just invite the wives, fine. And at 6 o'clock, Thomas is next. We're having him, I'd like for her to be there if she can. Christian, we got 6 or 7, just agree.
All right, sir.
We still should go with the salt delegation thing tomorrow morning, so we can.
Oh, yes, sir.
And then what on this thing here is, I'd like to have that.
I wonder where we can have it. Maybe we can put it up in the yellow oval room. I seen a hell of a lot of them come up there, have a little dog.
The arms and roll.
No, take the arms, take the yellow oval room, open the door, and then walk out the balcony.
Turn around and do one.
Right. And very special to use, to use the balcony as well, tell them to open the things that we'd like to use, just in case they want to walk on the balcony and see the view. That's what we do with the yellow oval room. Tell them to work it out, so this is next. She hasn't been told, she hasn't been handed on it, but that's a total.
He can't come, it's all right.
Unless the vice president kind of needs you there, and just your husband on this.
He has a list.
Well, they have Roger Blair and Lincoln, of course.
All the NSC members.
All the NSC.
Helms.
Yeah.
Mitchell.
And have a booze, insert in the kitchen that fast, that market. I think they better have a little bar and upper discussion, but I think it'll be 25 or 30 people.
You need the hall as well as the room. And about, it's awfully nice when you get, you know, when you can, when you feel you can do it upstairs.
I know. It means so much to the public rooms.
It means much to be in the White House at all, but it has a little something special. Good job. I'm really working on this briefing. You know, what the questions are going to be, but also, what are the headlines? How do you make the headlines? This is going to be very interesting to see how this comes out, because this is the first time we really
try.
Whether Henry tracks women, that's what I'm going to talk to Scal about afterwards. Because he wasn't really tracking yesterday yet. But I don't think he had really gotten. Remember, Scally kept having to throw in the lead on the answer as well as the question.
It's hard for him to do it because.
Yeah, because he wants to explain that in his tutorial, what so smart he wants to present it. And a very responsive way. But Scally, this is all right. Where do you get the story?
We had gotten stories out of a lot of things that we could have.
And that's the thing we can.
Because Scal was telling you, you always have a goddamn ball.
Yeah. He was. He just beside himself all week, knowing about it ahead of time, being involved in it, and then all the
other. It was an interesting thing. So Scal told the, who they would take in case I next to them run.
Yeah.
Well, I think it was very good. It's not bad, too. It's 31-25, Rockefeller 19.
It's interesting that Reagan and Agnew really dominate the
future. Sure, it means the conservatives are dominating. That's all there is.
Plus, 1%. It's a 3-hour flight, 3-hour and 10-minute flight.
What about the flight?
You get 10 o'clock there. The problem is, if you do the dinner, you can't do it on the 26th. And the 27th is.
Why not?
Because he can't make it then.
The
27th is the Kennedy dinner, and there's everybody who's anybody in Washington's going to that, and it kind of is a bad thing, I think, for you to give up. That's, it seems to me the thing to do is do something on the day of the 27th.
Let's see if you can tell me.
So, what date is an arrival? Last week, what they were really after was having an arrival. Now, if we could do an arrival in a morning meeting, that would take care of it.
See, how the hell would you do that and not give him a meal?
He isn't expecting a meal anyway. He's only expecting an office visit.
I think we should go forward right into an arrival with the troops and everything.
You know, that's what he was hoping to do. His schedule elsewhere, he's bouncing around.
See, the 27th is that's the day before the press conference. I don't want to get the terror. That's only the after meeting, obviously. Just don't get me involved.
I think it is. It's due on the 26th as well. But it's, that was apparently the problem. But
you won't get the dinner on the 26th.
I don't think so.
Offer the dinner on the 26th. That's the best thing. How about ordering a lunch on the 26th? Lunch or dinner?
26th is, I think, the problem. If we can't do that, then we do a morning thing on the 27th.
All right. I'm just bringing the TV people. Jennings, Mr. Fields, and I...
He did well.
That we should not have any more congressional consultations today, that we are just going to be forced into saying too much if we go around the hill now. And he's going to be back on the 28th after a recess. We get our position clear
at that. The problem, I think, that Clark McGregor raised is only the question as to whether or not some of the others can be told, only what these people were told. These guys weren't told much this morning.
I talked with Larry, and Larry's willing to cancel.
Good. Let's go.
I just think...
Just let the Congress get out. Matter of fact, might be let a few of them get out on a limb. But were you there for the leaders? What did you think of
I let a few minutes earlier to go to your elevator.
Jesus.
Everything.
Did you notice this, Elliot? Fulbright didn't say a word. Majesty wouldn't say a word. You
bastards. I mean...
No.
To think that...
Yeah.
The way they
and the rest of them didn't say a word of how the others all do.
Right. I'm generous.
But someone should tell John Tower before then.
All right.
Fine. Because he led the ABM battle. He has both ears. And
we should have spent nothing to do. We can make a few individual
calls. Make calls telling him what it is, but don't go beyond. Let me ask him. Wait just a minute.
So
how did you read it go?
Oh, very well. For some of them didn't understand, I'd explain it. They just don't physically understand the issue. Richard of the UPOAP, whatever he is, he's so dumb that I had to go over it 3 or 4 times.
That's not necessarily a problem. In this case, I would guess Richard and Premier neither one would have any idea what it was about.
So,
I know that something significant has happened.
Oh, yes. Oh, the TV guys were very good on it. Cantwell, Rather, so forth.
Yeah, they would. They would understand.
No, it went very well. And there was... I wish I could give briefings like this every day. There was no hostility. There was stupidity. They just didn't... 2 or 3 didn't understand.
Talk about your secrets, too. Really, that this... There has not been...
Have we done a good job on that?
For one further, Mr. President. I think the whole thing's going beautifully.
Yeah. Can I... You got 1 second to listen to my statement once more.
I just wanted to...
The Soviet-American talks on limiting nuclear arms have been deadlocked for over a year. As a result of negotiations involving the highest level of both governments, I am announcing today a significant development in breaking the deadlock.
The
Statement I shall not read is being issued simultaneously in Moscow and Washington. Statement is read. This agreement is a major step in breaking the stalemate on nuclear arms talks. Intensive negotiation, however, will be required to translate this understanding into a concrete agreement.
Excellent.
This statement expresses the commitment of the Soviet American governments at the highest levels to achieve that goal.
Right.
If we succeed, this joint statement issued today to the two governments will be remembered as the beginning of a new era in which all nations can increasingly devote their energies and resources not to weapons of war, but to works of peace.
I like if we succeed.
That way we
do it
rather than I hold that.
Much better.
Okay. Now that's all right. And I think I'll get to read it. I don't think I'll cut it.
I will read it, Mr. President.
I can sit up there and say,
but I wonder why we shouldn't have this out.
Could you do the last
thing? It's a sad good sound.
If you fuckle this, we'll jump at the end. Yeah, I can do that. I can do that. If we succeed, just stop and look up. If we succeed, this would be the game I could do that. The rest of it would be read.
I agree. It's
very precise. It's very important. That's right. And it'll be understood that it's awfully good to close off with a straight personal contact.
Hell, they don't understand what the average Joe told you or not.
See, that's the point Ehrlich made on the boat, and I think he was absolutely right.
Except that, so I think Ehrlich made his point is well taken, except that the fact that there's a Soviet-American agreement on anything is a very important thing.
And that's all.
Let me put it this way, Bob. It's like the announcement of the summit. Shit, nothing was accomplished in Asper.
That's right.
But it mattered how it was. Because these summits going on. They don't know what the hell crashed. What's the summit? See my point? It's that point that, see, the tendency of all of our people to say, well, now, what does this really mean? We're all intelligent intellectuals.
Well, it doesn't matter what it means.
I mean, God,
really, it really doesn't. In the public sense, it really doesn't mean anything, because it's only it's a step in there. But it's, you have that point over.
1 minute before 12. It's very important that I do that. It's a live television at 12. The reason is that I want the statement to start reading. Oh, well, I guess it isn't all that important.
Yeah, and then I do 7.
Thank you.
water tap. The hot water, after approximately 30 seconds or to a minute, runs out and becomes not cold, but in other words, the hot water simply, it isn't adjusted properly. They've got, I want it adjusted so that the hot water will run hot as long as I want to keep the damn hot water off. See my point?
I understand.
So after you get the, get over Rex's shop or whoever the hell runs that place, say I'm fixing it.
Thank you.
about 2.5 minutes.
Yeah.
You mean you want me, okay. I'll be at the Fiammas, Chandra, out the floor.
Come on. I'll break the Fiammas for 10 minutes.
Let's go.
Shelton. I forget. Cormier.
What is it?
Oh, they understood it. The thing I have to keep them from doing is to ride it as if the Soviets had completely moved to our position.
No,
that's right. Which will burn them up.
Yeah. I think putting this, if we succeed,
that's beautiful.
This joint statement issued today by the two governments may be remembered, rather than will be.
Yes.
May be remembered as the beginning of a new era in which all nations can increasingly control their resources on the weapons of war.
I wonder whether we couldn't release this as a whole statement.
We have already.
It's beautiful.